In this Mishnah, we're going to see different instances of how a person does have a kasher, a shofar, but because of the way it's being blown, he's not yet tzevet kiyas. For example, hatokei, if someone blows with a kasher, a shofar, l'taych habar, into a bar, a pit dug out in the ground, or l'taych hadus. Dus is a confined area above the ground that is surrounded by mechitzas of stone. That's how the Bat Tanura learns. Some say that both the bar and the dos is in the ground. It's just that the bar has no mechitzais around in the ground. It's just the earth itself, and the dos has mechitzais. So, like the Mishnah Vayta, or l'taycha pitam. Pitam is a large keli of earthenware, a big chavias that they used to step on grapes in. That's how they would press the grapes to get the wine out. Now, in all these cases, what happened over here is the person, the blower of the shofar, entered with the shofar into one of these things, either the bar, either the dos, or the pitam, and that's where he blew shofar. Now, in kail shofar, shama, if the person only heard the kail shofar, yatsa, he's yatsa. But vim kail havara shama, if he also heard the echo, lo yatsa, he's not yatsa. Even though we explained that all different types of kailas are kasha when it comes out of the shofar, but the kail of the shofar has to be without it being mixed up through something else. Now, how do I know if I hear the kol shofar or I hear an echo? The Gemara explains that the person who's blowing himself that's in this bar, dus or pitam, or any other people that are standing inside with him, they don't have to be careful. Min hastam, they hear the kol shofar. The problem is if someone is standing outside at the edge of the bar, he has to be careful because he may not be hearing the kol shofar. It could be he hears the kol shofar that is going to be mixed up with an echo. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Chemi Shaya Oiver, somebody was passing a Chayre Beis HaKnesses, behind the Beis HaKnesses. When we say V'chein, which usually means we're going to add another case, we mean to say we're going to add another case where someone is not Yoytza the Mitzvah of Shofar, even though the Shofar that is being used is a Kasher of Shofar. So Mishaya, we have this person, Oiver, who is passing a Chayre Beis HaKnesses, behind the Beis HaKnesses, when the Tzibur is davening. Or his house was near the Beis HaKnesses, and he is in his house. V'shama kol shofar, and he hears the sound of a shofar, a kasher shofar, or for that matter, oy kol megillah, or let's say it's Purim, and he hears the kol of a megillah also. Same set of circumstances. He's passing by the back of a Beis HaKnesses, or his house is near a Beis HaKnesses, and he hears the Baal Tokeya, or the Baal Kaira, in the Beis HaKnesses. The din is im kivin libay. If he was mechavin to be yitza, he says, oh, this is the shofar, let me be yaitza the mitzvah. Or, that's the megillah, let me listen and be yaitza. Then taka yaitza, he's yaitza. But v'yim lav, if he didn't have kavana to be yaitza, lo yaitza, he's not yaitza. Now, if the din with the Beis HaKnesses is, even though the person blowing the shofar in the Beis HaKnesses, or reading the megillah in the Beis HaKnesses, doesn't have in mind that there's someone standing outside of the Beis HaKnesses, or a neighbor in his house who's listening to him, it's okay. Because we say that a shliach tzibur has a mind to be might see anyone that's listening. He's not thinking inside the Beis HaKnesses as opposed to outside the Beis HaKnesses. So we're not worried about where it comes from, that the Baal Tokeya or the Baal Kaira has a mind to be might see. We know that he does because it's a Beis HaKnesses. The problem is, maybe this person is sitting in his house and he just hears the Megillah and he says, you know, I thought I heard the Megillah already. I heard the Baal Kaira from next door. Or he's sitting in his house, he hears the shofar, and he says, you know, why do I have to go for kiyas shofar? I thought I heard it already. But he didn't have in mind to be yaitza. So the din is lo yaitza. And the truth is, we're going to have to see what this means. He didn't have in mind to be yaitza. Some say, well, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And you have to have in mind that I'm now being yaitza the mitzvah. And if you didn't, you just happened to hear the shofar or the megillah, it's not good. But some say that you don't mamash have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah in order to be yaitza. There are those who hold ein mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Well, according to them, what does our Mishnah mean? That he's only yotze im kivin libay, but if loy kivin libay lo yotze, it means to say, it's being that he didn't realize that he was now being yotze the mitzvah, maybe he wasn't careful. He thinks he heard the kol shofar. How do you know it was the kol shofar? Maybe it was the kol of a chamar, of a donkey. And also by the Megillah. If you weren't careful, if you didn't realize you were being yotze the mitzvah, how do you know who was reading the Megillah? Maybe he wasn't Jewish, maybe he was a katan. But one way or another, some level of kavana is necessary. So here you have two people, both are neighbors of a Beis HaKnesses. Both hear the Megillah, both hear the Shofar. Here you have two people walking behind a Beis HaKnesses. Both heard the Shofar, both heard the Megillah. So Tana, Avu B'Shazeh, even though one person who was Mechav in his heart, Shama he heard. Vizeh, and the other one who wasn't mechav in his heart, Shama, heard mamish the same thing. It looks like they're both the same. But lemaisa, they're not both the same. Zeh kivin libe. One was mechav in his heart, and he's yaitza. Vizeh loy kivin libe. One was not mechav in his heart, he's not yaitza. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Again, in our Mishnah, we had basically two instances of where you have a kosher, a shayfer, but it is still possible that the person is not yaitza. One was a case of where he blows into a bar, or into a dus, or into a pitam. A bar is a area dug out in the ground. The dus is an area above the ground with stone mechitzais. Some say it's also an area in the ground with mechitzais. Pitam is a large kli cheres. In all three cases, he climbed into it and blew. So you're only yaitza if you heard the kal shayfer. If you're inside, we're reasonably sure you heard the kal shayfer. If you're on tap, if you're outside, and you hear the kal coming from what's going on inside, then they would not be yaitza unless they're sure. They heard only the shayfer. There was no sound of an echo mixed in. Now, even if he heard the kal from the shayfer, only at the end it got mixed in, the kal havara, still not yaitza. Because the whole kal has to be the kal of a shayfer. Now you may ask, why are people climbing into pits or big barrels to blow shayfer? Well, the Rishonim bring b'shem Rav Haigon that this Mishnah was taught b'shas Hashmad when there was a gzeira that Yidden are not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs, and they had to hide in pits and sometimes in caves to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiyas shayfer. Another case of where it's possible that a person is not yaitz, if you walk behind the Beis HaKnesses or near a Beis HaKnesses and you hear the kol shayfer or the kol megillah. Now, if the kol was coming out of a house, I don't know if that person in the house had a mind to be moisi someone. In order to be yaitza the mitzvah, the person has to have in mind to be mitzi you, and you, the receiver, you have to have in mind to be yaitza. But here we're talking about a bal tefila in the Beis HaKnesses, or a bal kaira. So stam, he has in mind to be mitzi everyone. The problem is the one who's listening. Did he listen with the right kavana? So we said it depends. Im kivin liba yaitza, and if he was not mechav in his heart, he's not yaitza. And we have two pshatim, what that means, that he was not mechav in his heart. Some hold mitzvah is triches kavana. And therefore, even if we know for a fact that it was a good shayfer, and it was the kaila of the shayfer, and the bal kaira by the megillah was a good bal kaira, but if the person didn't have in mind, I am now going to be yaitza the mitzvah, he's not yaitza. Some hold, even if we pass in mitzvahs, ain't sriches kavana, but he's still not yaitza if he didn't realize that I'm now listening to the shayfer to be mekayim the mitzvah or the megillah, because if he wasn't consciously listening to the shayfer or the megillah l'shem mitzvah, how does he know that what he heard was the right thing? Maybe it wasn't a shayfer at all. Maybe it was a donkey brain. And maybe the person reading the Megillah wasn't the person who could read the Megillah. Maybe it was a nachi or a katan. Now, Lamaisa, what is the halacha? Do we say mitzvah is tzricha is kavana or not? This is a big sugya. And many of you may have even had some bar mitzvah pshatlach about it. But basically, by a diraisa, we're for sure machmer. And we say mitzvah is tzricha is kavana. That's why you have to be careful by the mitzvah of Kriyashma Shal Shachris, let's say, or Kriyashma at night. Before you start Kriyashma, you take a second and you say, or in your mind, not supposed to talk out, but you're saying, I want to now be mechaven the mitzvah sasei of Kriyashma. Besides for the Pirish Amilis that you have to be mechaven, the taitch of the words and what each word means. Now, there's a level of kavana, there's a level of listening to the shayfer or blowing shayfer without kavana. Just want to tell you there's another level called misasik. That's even a lower level. That would be, let's say, I want to blow the dust out of a shayfer, trying to blow and it comes out of kiyah. Over there, according to everyone, you're not yetzer, because you weren't even mechaving to do a ma'isa of blowing. It just happened on its own. There are certain mitzvahs, like where the Torah says the reason for the mitzvah, that you have to be mechaving the reason as well. For example, the first night of Sukkot, when you eat the kazayas in the sukkah, you have to be mechaving that the Torah said, we're in the sukkah because we were protected. In Sukkot, we were protected by the Anani HaKavod when we left Mitzrayim. There are other examples of where the Torah says beferish the reason for the mitzvah. By those mitzvahs, you're supposed to be mechavin the reason, and a mechavin to perform the mitzvah, l'shem the mitzvah.